Every year, two dedicated scientists with the Arkansas Geological Survey spend 9 months mapping, on foot, the state's geological formations. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich met up with the team this winter, mapping remote sections of Madison County.
Richard Hutto, a geologist with the Arkansas Geological Survey, this cold mid-March morning is exploring a remote Madison County gorge, documenting rock formations for StateMap,
which is the National Cooperative Geologic Mapping Program, and that is a federal grant program that provides half the funding for us to come out here and map the geology at the 1 to 24,000 scale, which is geology of your basic topographic quadrangle map.
Arkansas's state map is divvied up into 950 quadrangle sections, each encompassing 60 square miles. The team tackles one quadrangle at a time. Hutto estimates that only 10% of the state has been geologically mapped since the project started up in 1995 in southwest Arkansas, shifting focus into the early 2000s to north-central Arkansas, where the Fayetteville Shale natural gas play would eventually develop. The two-man team working in Washington and Madison County in recent years can map up to three quadrangles a year.
It's just me and Gary.
Gary Hatzel, field mapping geologist with the Arkansas Geological Survey, hammers nearby on a sandstone bluff overhang.
So we hammer on it, see what it is. He takes handwritten notes. I take electronic notes on my GPS. We get a GPS position, and then basically we just move on to the next one and find the next layer above that.
Arkansas is comprised of five main ecoregions: the Mississippi Alluvial Plain to the east, the West Gulf Coastal Plain covers the southwest corner. The Washtenaw Mountains and Ozark Mountains span the western two-thirds, divided by the Arkansas River Valley. The Ozarks were once submerged under a vast ocean until Pangaea, the planet's first megacontinent, started to crack apart and collide, causing the Ozarks, a Paleozoic rock dome, to slowly emerge from the primordial sea.
Known as the Ozark Plateaus region, which would be the Salem, which is the lowest. It's in northern Arkansas.
The Springfield Plateau covers portions of northwest Arkansas.
Mostly the Boone Formation, which is chert and limestone, and that is heavily karsted, as you know. And then up here where we are, this is the Boston Mountains Plateau. It's the highest one. It's Pennsylvanian rocks, and that's even later. These are the youngest rocks in the plateaus, and it's mostly sandstone and shale, the Boyd and Atoka up here.
Rock layers are visible as bluffs and outcroppings, half-buried boulders, and tumbled stream beds. Today, Hutto and Hatzel are working in the Delaney Quadrangle, through which a gorgeous, smoky green, unnamed creek cascades. Each quadrangle has a name. Recently, they mapped the Weathers Quad, hiking through the Kings River watershed.
We go up creek beds so that we see exposures of rock. This is the bedrock at the surface. Now, most other places around, that's going to be covered by what we call colluvium, which is the breakdown of the rocks and soil on the mountainside, or alluvium, which is the deposits in the rivers, you know, and that's going to cover the bedrock. So these are very special places when you actually have bedrock at the surface. And so that's what we're seeking out, and that's why we go up these creek beds, is so we can find that bedrock at the surface.
Hutto and Hatzel, much like early Arkansas explorers, pack in equipment on their hikes, a compass, satellite GPS, rock hammers to take samples, and field notebooks.
I have, of course, a camera. I have a sample bag, and I have my field notebook that's always with me. And then I have a bottle of acid that I can put a drop of this on a rock to see if it's got any calcium carbonate in it. And that can be a clue to what kind of rock it is, too.
And just in case, Hutto carries a Resque, R-E-S-Q, a brand of personal locator beacon if they get lost, which they say never happens, which is amazing given they are trekking through wilderness.
Well, he's got a GPS right there that actually has all the topographic maps in it, so he knows exactly where we are at all times. Plus, I have the paper copy of the map, and I can pretty much follow along just from the topography where we are. So, I mean, it's essentially impossible for us to get lost. We have great maps.
On their mapping expeditions, Hatzell says, I'll often see evidence of early Ozark settlements. Nearby here are two chimneys that still stand in the rubble of some 19th century homes.
Remnants of people. We do like to notice and observe rock walls and old homesteads and chimneys that we find. And I'm amazed by just how many of those we find in extremely remote areas. I can't imagine living that far out now, let alone 100 years ago.
Hutto, at age 52, has been working the quadrangle since 2008 and admits he's losing a little bit of steam, while Hatzell, age 34, has only been hiking the quadrangles for 4 years. Hatzell and Hutto do field work rain, snow, or shine Monday through Thursday and digitize data on Fridays at headquarters in Little Rock where they reside. Each state map grant runs from July 1st to June 30th.
Basically, we start out early July and do every week until we're finished, which can go till this time of year. Usually, we're done by March, I would say, but most of that time is spent in the field from July to now.
Quadrangle geologic data marks key rock formations and faults, geohazards, caves, and sinkholes, which are layered onto existing topographical maps. The team also notes significant springs and creeks.
There's a national hydrologic database that we contribute to with known springs. Of course, any man-made things like quarries, that's another place where bedrock is exposed. So we like to look at, quarries, road cuts, things like that.
Hatzell says they'll occasionally encounter wildlife.
Mostly deer, for the most part. Seen a coyote or two. See bobcat on the road sometimes. Never seen a mountain lion or a bear as of yet.
As a courtesy, the team makes contact with residents to let them know they're working on site. They don't want to trespass. A half mile up the mountain, they stop and record a bit more data.
It's 35, 51, 28.24, 93, 54, 37.52.
Hutto unfolds and shows a complete printed map of the Durham Quadrangle, a geologic region due west of here.
And so what's done in a layout is that is the same line work that you saw handwritten on the topographic map, only now we've digitized it. Each of the formations is color-coded, and so you have a key over here that tells you what type of rock is in each formation. And also at the bottom, we have a cross section.
The cross section reveals geologic layers and elevations. A reduced map inset block of the region contains 300 black dots, indicating just where the team has stopped to sample rock and gather data.
So this is all the data points that we took last year or 2 years ago on the Durham. So every one of those dots that you see are places that we've been in that area to get this line work.
Richard Hutto is an avid blogger chronicling the mapping expeditions on the Arkansas Geological Survey website through fascinating photo essays. We hike on straight through some berry brambles.
As you're walking along, gathering your data, you can sometimes snack on blackberries all afternoon if you want to. And then there's been other years when the muscadines were plentiful in the fall, and we were able to eat those all afternoon as well.
Halfway up the ravine, Hatzell spots some Kessler limestone, a key rock formation.
The reason why we're always looking for the Kessler limestone is it is the very upper member of the Boyd Formation, and it is the last part of it. So when you go above it, you're in the Atoka Formation, and that's a major boundary line that we want to find and be able to draw on our maps.
Finished quadrangle maps can be used by property owners and developers to determine building sites, as well as by industry. Visit the Arkansas Geological Survey website to download maps for free or request printed paper maps on demand for a small fee. In commemoration of the 25th anniversary of geologic mapping, the Arkansas Geological Survey has published a state map calendar created by Richard Hutto, who also photoblogs about their remote expeditions, found at arkansasgeologicalwordpress.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.